So now I'd like to steer us through a real change of tone as we move to a segment called What We Can't Get Out of Our Heads, which is the stories and cultural phenomena that have really kind of lodged themselves in our brain this week. Gabs, what was it for you?
Well, it's what I'm trying to put in my head rather than what I can't get out of my head, Joe, because the world is in such a terrible state that I've been watching How to Get to Heaven from Belfast.
Oh, I don't even. Me too.
Is that the
so
title?
Good.
Did
yes,
I get
yes,
it right?
Yes.
Anyway, it's absolutely delightful. It is so funny, so surprising. It's the writer from Derry Girls, so it's really very, very funny. But it's just joyful, and it just got me thinking about how in COVID, you know, Ted Lasso and all these like very kind, funny shows were what we all went to for comfort.
Are you watching, Bonnie? I'm not.
I'm watching it. And I also think, not to get too serious about it, but one of the central parts of it is about female friendship and female friendship as an adult, not as a teenager or a young adult, really as a kind of grown up. And really makes you feel like you're just injecting joy into your life.
Yeah.
Okay, one to watch. Yes. Bonnie, what was it for you?
Mine is actually kind of from the other end of the spectrum. Mine is Wuthering Heights, and I can't get it out of my head because it's so bad.
No,
I feel like I will never get that 2.5 hours back. I just want to know what the point was. And also amazing, an amazing achievement, really, that you could make a film with characters that were so uninteresting and felt so kind of dead inside.
Oh, God.
How do you make Kathy and Heathcliff uninteresting?
Well, I would say watch it, but don't watch it. It's not worth your time.
I haven't seen it yet, but I instinctively wanted to like this movie because I was so annoyed at so much of the commentary that was like, oh, it's unfaithful to the book. Well, who cares? It's a 300-year-old book. If it's unfaithful, good. Like, let's do something different.
It's just not a good movie.
Right.
There's no heart to it. Like, of course.
Which is weird because it seems so sort of sexy and pornified in a way.
Yeah, but it's almost like to the point of it feeling so blank.
Mm. Well, I did see that it was the perfect movie for the TikTok generation. So, you know,
maybe I'm too old.
Maybe your attention span is too great.
It's too long. That's right, Gabs.
I just finished reading Wuthering Heights and I was surprised at the casting the well-canvassed reasons around race, which they've just ignored, but also age. And as a woman of Margot Robbie's generation, I'm, you know, glad to see women over 35 in, you know, starring roles, but playing teenagers, I don't know.
Two kids from Queensland playing Yorkshire.
Catho and Heathcliff as Beck Shaw said, I think.
What was it for you, Jo?
So my thing I couldn't get out of my head this week was Bad Bunny's first Sydney show, which I went to on Saturday, and buying that ticket I think was one of the like best decisions I've ever made. We had a brilliant piece in The Guardian this week by Jack Tregoning summing up just how kind of rapturous it was. It was at a stadium in Homebush. I think almost every member of Sydney's Latin diaspora was there. Everybody was dancing. Everybody was in such a good mood. I mean, he is such an incredible performer, as fans of his have known for a long time, and as like the world learned at the Super Bowl. And the concert started a couple of hours before the conflict we've just been discussing today kicked off, and Bad Bunny just feels like a sort of antidote to Trump, such an internationalist, so much about sort of joy and love and courage. It was really remarkable.
He's really tapping into very different genres. My 50-year-old partner has started to learn Bad Bunny lyrics, and he's rapping them to me in Spanish regularly.
Amazing.
And I tell you what, it does make me laugh.
I love that. All right. Well, we might leave it there. Thank you very much for joining me on this first foray back. Thank you, Gab.
Thank you so much, Jo.
And thank you, Bonnie.
Pleasure. Thanks, Jo.